Hey everyone, this is Deep Blue senior producer Cleon Wall bringing you another edition of Practice Chats. BYU football's Mark Collins has been making plays for the Cougars this season, but before the season started, I caught up with him to talk about a lot of things, like learning how to become a cornerback at Weber State, mentally battling through injuries, and his relationship with BYU wide receivers outside of practice after trying to shut them down in practice.
During practices, it's your job to try and shut down some of the best wide receivers. And BYU has a good wide receiver group this season. What's your relationship outside? You know, in practice, it's going to be pretty intense, and you're trying to prevent them from getting the ball. What's it like outside of practice, though?
Outside, I love, you know, the receivers. I love them. Actually, when I first got in, those are kind of the group I kind of connected with the most, before the corner group, which is kind of, you know, not normal. But outside, you know, we're great. All best of friends and whatnot, but like you said, once practice starts up, it's a little more intense for sure.
Okay, which guys did you kind of connect up with the quickest, or who are you still hanging around with right now?
So right now I'm hanging out with more so the corners. You know, we've gotten closer over camp and obviously over winter time. But first coming in, believe it or not, Keelan Marion, that was kind of who, you know, he's easy going, you know, easy to connect with. So I would say him. He was kind of, you know, the guy that kind of brought me in a little, made it feel homey here for sure.
Yeah, I've talked to Keelan before. He's that type of guy. So quarterbacks, I mean, who have you gotten to kind of know a little bit better in the cornerback room to so that you guys can work together and be a better unit?
Honestly, everybody. So obviously the guys that's in my group, like when I go on the field, so like a Jacob Robinson, Maury, Evan, for example, we just finished, you know, working after practice. That's kind of who I'm getting close with the most. They kind of have the most experience as well. I'm not sure if that plays a part in why, you know, we're so close, but definitely those three guys. I obviously hope to get close with everybody that's going to help us in the season. So that's my main goal right now in fall. Just get close with the whole group, kind of, you know, connect on a better level.
You're from Sacramento. What was it like growing up there for you?
Sacramento, it was great. Like, that's all I knew, you know, so from age 0 to 17, you know, living in Sacramento, and then getting to Utah when I was 17 years old, I wouldn't say a culture shock, it was just something I haven't seen before, you know, something like mountains, anytime I go outside, the snow and all of that. So I would say Sacramento actually kept me a little sheltered to, you know, the rest of the world. Like, that's all I really knew was my city, and I love my city. But seeing the different side of everything is been great. So I appreciate Sacramento, but I was glad to kind of get out of there too.
And your dad's name is Mark, correct?
It's Mark.
Your name is Mark, but it's spelled a little bit differently. Marque, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You've not asked them why they
my dad's simple. He just didn't want me to be a junior. I'm not sure why that was, because it kind of defeats the purpose. Is my name still going to be Mark? But, you know, that's my dad. For example, the spelling as well, I don't know where the spelling came from. They just said it was different, so they wanted to do it. So, yeah, that's all that is, really. I'm not too sure.
What do people call you when they see your name for the first time?
So I've gotten Marque. That's probably the most common. Marque. Marque. Marque is probably the most. When I can see that, you know, with the extra E, that's basically Marque. But Marque and Marque are the main two I always get.
Have you ever thought of just switching your name to just, or a small nickname to just Q?
Honestly,
okay, that's dumb, but I had to ask. Okay,
I think it might be time. Like, I'm interacting with a lot more people, and it's exhausting, you know, telling them it's Mark. Like, you don't have to put extra on it, it's just simple, it's Mark, you know. So we might have to think about a nickname or something for it.
How'd you get into football?
Honestly, football was my first sport, baseball was my first sport, but football from a young age, I remember just turning on, I remember the channel still, 212 on DirecTV, NFL Network, it didn't matter what was playing, like, I would just sit there and watch it, and I always wanted to play, like, I've always played flag, obviously, from like 4 to 6, but I think, you know, my dad just introduced it to me at a young age, and it just kind of stuck with me. I wouldn't say a football family, but my dad played football, and that was his favorite sport, so it was easy to kind of just hop on that boat. So it's kind of how that happened.
In high school, you played both sides, like a lot of high school players do. But you were first team all-conference honors of both offense and defense. You go to cornerback only at Weber State. Why choose cornerback?
Honestly, that's up to Coach Hill. I didn't choose anything. I went up there thinking, you know, I signed as an athlete, I think. I went up there thinking, like, okay, I'll try out both sides, but I know I'm going to play receiver. I've never, like, corner was kind of, they threw me out there because I was an athlete. But I know receiver, I've always played receiver my whole entire life. So went up there, I'm like, Coach, like, I haven't took any receiver reps. Like, what's going on? He's like, I'm asking, like, can I play receiver? Like, and this is during the summertime.
And this is before your freshman year?
Yeah, okay. Going into my freshman year, summertime, you know, PRPs and whatnot, you kind of start noticing, like, I'm not playing receiver too much. So I went to Coach Hill, asked him. He was like, no, like, you're going to be a corner. Obviously, I was a little skeptical, never playing corner at a high level, but it ended up working out. And that's one of the real reasons why I really trust Coach Hill with my whole career, like, why I wanted to, you know, come here and play for him again.
That's interesting. Yeah. Was it, I want to know how hard, because if you did play both sides of the ball, how hard was it just to say, okay, you're used to playing receiver and that's like your go-to, and he's like, no, I think you're going to be better here. How hard was it, and how difficult was it? Maybe not how difficult was it, but how hard was it to get from that first season to where you are right now?
I think it wasn't necessarily hard skill-wise. I think it was more so of a mental thing. Like, you know, a lot of position changes, it's going to be mental. But coming in, it was really difficult. Like, but it didn't take as long to get as I thought. Just coming in film every morning with Coach Hill. Like, he's not – I knew after a while he wasn't going to make me a corner and not help me be the best corner I could be from coming from receiver. And he did a great job. So freshman year, that whole summer, whole fall camp, you know, it wasn't easy, but got a hang of it quick. And then once season came around, you know, I was a corner, and that's what it was. There's no time to think about receiver anymore, you know. And then first game, I'm playing against Utah, 17 years old as a corner, and I don't know. Like, I'm just out there, you know, and then just take off after there. Like, you have no time to think about being a freshman, no time to think about, you know, dang, I should be playing receiver right now. Like, you just got to do it. So, and the thing with corners, a receiver is a lot different. You know, you catch balls, you score touchdowns. You, at corner, there's a lot of things that people don't see that you do well or that you don't do well. So, I think that was the hardest part for me, is understanding that just because you don't get an interception, like, you still could have played a great game, or just because you did get an interception, you could have played a horrible game. It's a lot more complex than people think, and I think that was my biggest thing, transferring from receiver, you know, to corner.
There had to be some growing pains during that, during those time periods when you had your low. I mean, it's sports. You have high moments, you have low moments. When you were in those low moments, or you're having those games where you're just like, it's just not quite there. What did you do? How did you overcome those low moments?
So as a young player, it was definitely tough having. Being a freshman and actually playing in an important role, and you have a bad game, you take it, I think, a lot harder just because you think you have a lot of pressure on you, which you do. But for me as a young player, it was really hard to get over a bad game, even a bad play. And I think that was the biggest part where I've grown up in my game. Even coming here, you know, it was kind of a restart coming to BYU. I feel like I had a lot of pressure, you know, in terms of making plays or if I mess up. But at the end of the day, you know, you're here for a reason and just keep going. So that was definitely a big part of my game, though, trying to improve.
I believe you medically redshirted your last 2 years at Weber State. Was that also difficult to not be able to get out on the field and to be able to basically have your at least your football career kind of stall out?
For sure. So, yeah, the first medical, it was definitely tough. You know, it was supposed to be my senior year. You know, we had Eddie, Cam, our other corner, Max, Will Anderson. It was supposed to be the year, you know, senior year. And then you get hurt in fall camp, and you don't know how to take it. Like, is this going to be it? Is it going to be, you know? But just stayed the course, medical red shirt, took my year. Was able to come back, like, in the season, just be with the guys. That was the best part, being able to come back and kind of still practice, like, scout team, receiver, and whatnot. Yeah. It's finding fun in it all. And that prepared me for my senior year medical redshirt again. So obviously, like, the first week or two, I was down in the dumps. You know, I was probably cried probably 3 days to 4 days straight, not knowing, feeling sorry for myself, like most people do. Snapped out of it, though, and it was great being with the guys. Just still being a leader while being hurt. And I think that's where I grew the most the last year, just figuring out new ways to lead. I don't have to be on the field, you know, to lead. I can still get water from my guy or, you know, Gatorade, like something so simple. Hyping my guys up when they make a play, I think that's what kind of prepared me the year before for my last medical red shirt. And although, you know, the ACL and whatnot happened, it was one of the best things that happened to me because I've grown from it, as well as, you know, getting another opportunity and showing it on the biggest stage here at BYU.
Wait, in which way ways have you grown?
Definitely just keeping my mind, like, for example, being hurt, that's, if you ask anybody, a major injury your senior year, a lot of people don't take that well. And I didn't, you know, at first, but once it, as it went on, just reading books, praying, you know, finding just any way to kind of keep my mind, that's kind of what helped me grow. And that's what I've grown in the most, just keeping my mind, just keeping a positive attitude. And it's the same, had the same complications here. Coming here, not doing as well as I want, just keeping my mind. And then now I feel great right now, you know, so I think that's the biggest thing for any football player, you know, just understanding you're here for a reason, you're going to make mistakes. That's kind of how I took the approach this year.
More than anything, it sounds like when you say you've grown, it's like you've grown as a football player, but it seems like you've grown as like a man.
For sure. Internally, for sure. Definitely internally. Like my game, I've obviously gotten better, but I wouldn't say I've grown more than, you know, internally, like mindset, positive attitudes and whatnot. I still got a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah. Like, I asked my teammates, I was down probably the first week of camp. I was really down, like, just not making the plays I wanted to make, feeling like I'm not doing enough. But now, like, just stayed the course, and now I feel great right now.
You mentioned coming to BYU and how you trust Coach Hill. I'm assuming he's part of the reason you wanted to come down here. Give us the full explanation why you're like, yeah, BYU is going to be the place for me, because you could have stuck around and said, sure, you know, I want to stay at Weber State. I have a good thing going here too.
Sure. Yeah, that was something I thought about heavy, you know, all season last. Should I stay or should I explore options? But coming to BYU, that was the perfect, it's just the perfect fit. And I didn't know how perfect it was until I got here. But obviously, like, we can't talk to Coach Hill. It was kind of blind. Like, I entered the portal hoping he'll call me. Like, obviously other schools would contact me, but I know where I kind of wanted to be. I wanted to stay in Utah. I wanted to play for a great defense, a similar defense. And sure enough, I got that call. He wanted me to come see it, check out the visit, and it was, you know, I love Weber State, but obviously BYU is a lot more, you know, upscale with things. It was Weber State for me times 10 in that aspect. So it was only the right decision to make. I had no second thoughts. Once I took the visit, it was kind of like, yeah, this is where I want to be. So, and it sure enough played out. It's still playing out for me, so I love it.
Well, Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. Go Cougs.
Thanks for listening to Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast. Jason Shepherd will be back next week with a brand new episode. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.